Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 21 of True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. Sit back, relax, as Dr. Morse explains detoxification for true and natural healing. On today's podcast from Q&A 323 on YouTube, Dr. Morse will discuss Hashimoto's, alkalinity, and black salves. Remember, this is your journey to Wellville, so get ready. It all starts right now.
Good day, everyone, from Santa Claus Land. Thank you all for coming. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all just take a little ride up there and enjoy the beauty of that? Lovely ladies here, thank you so much for this. I heard one of these were pregnant. It's like, uh-oh, I didn't do it. No, thanks, ladies. You all are sweethearts. You know, I love a good group like this. We have a good group of people. And when you get your health and your spirituality together, boy, oh, your life is so much fun then, and you have your life back, you know. So it's just really important to understand the difference between thinking and awareness. The awareness behind thought is you, but if you stop for a minute and kick back from your emotions and kick back from your thoughts, you will be in the now. You will be in pure awareness. You will be the listener and observer of life. Without the mind, everything is in the present moment. There's no time because mind works with duality and time. That's why it creates creation. It takes the one and individualizes it, and then everything becomes individualized and separate. As every individual aspect of God is experiencing its own journeys. And it's endless. And there's so many expressions of God in all the universes. My God, I mean, there's just no words to define anything like that. You only have yourself to get to. And when you get to that pure consciousness, which is that awareness behind your eyes, when you're listening to this, you're listening to this with your awareness. You're sitting there listening. That's the real you. The mind then starts analyzing what I'm saying, categorizing it, comparing it to what you've learned before and what you've been told before, and seeing where all that fits. That's the mind. How you feel about what we're saying is your emotional component. That's a whole different body called the astral body. Or emotional body. And then, of course, physically, you're sitting there observing or whatever. But all these different bodies culminate into one experience. And as soon as you're done with one experience, you simply move your attention off of it and you go into another experience. In this room, then, the lights go off. They call that death here, but it's transition. You're simply moving from one arena of activity to another. The observer, the real you, is just sitting there always observing all this activity that your bodies are engaged into. Jesus found that out. Buddha found that out. All the spiritual giants, if they were truly spiritual giants, found that out. And found out that when you detach yourself from the drama, from your activity and your desires, you get back home again. Your attention is pulled back into yourself and you're hearing again. You're home. When you go on a journey, then your attention is pulled through the mind into all these forms of activity or forms of creation. So it's just having fun with that and learning how simple that is, that the battle is simply between you, awareness, and what your mind is doing. And once you learn how to be more awake and less mental and emotional, and that's where the detachments came in from Buddha and Jesus and all that, they all said it. Don't care so much for your journey. Care for who you are. Find that the ultimate you, the highest you there is. And you can't, it isn't something that's separate. It is that awareness which is you that's listening. So good stuff. Anyway, Shannon's asked me to talk about Hashimoto autoimmune problems because she's had a lot of people ask about this. And a lot of people is diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is a Japanese surgeon, used his name. I mean, that's common of medical doctors that find a set of symptoms that seems like no one else has written down. They put their name on it, and this is suddenly became a disease. Autoimmune problems just simply do not exist. This is just a typical name for something, for an expression, generally an inflammatory expression, that they have no clue. And another a good example of that is Hashimoto's, which is inflammation of the thyroid, which leads to the atrophy of the thyroid. Now stop a minute and think about this. What causes inflammation in the human body? What side of chemistry? Because you have to use chemistry initially to understand which side of chemistry you're on. Then you can come back and work with magnetics and energetics and everything else. But we can start at the ass end of the donkey with chemistry, which that is the ass end of the donkey, chemistry, because it first originates in consciousness and manifests through all the worlds of thought, emotion, and then materiality. And then you have it here at this level. And so, but autoimmune is always a condition where medical doctors have no friggin' clue what creates these things. And what's sad is every one of you YouTubers know exactly what causes inflammation. Isn't that sad? Acidosis. Acidosis, acidosis. Well, now, where does acidosis come from? Well, we've talked about this many, many times, and people have to realize that every single cell in your body is a little person, and you have 100 trillion of them. There's not even 100 trillion people on this planet. So you have to realize you have a lot of cells. Think about how many people on this planet, and you have a lot of cells, right? And these cells each require energy and eliminate byproducts from combusting of this energy, basically. That's basic. The cell's already formed. You know, you've got carriers and you've got all kinds of chemistry that does different things for you and stuff like that. But initially, the bottom line is energetics. And so, inflammation, acidosis. Okay, so that's easy. Which system in your body deals with the acid side of chemistry? Because you have to go that way if you want to understand the causative factors of something. You can start at the ass end of the donkey and work yourself up to the front. But inflammation is acidosis, not alkalosis, it's acidosis. So when you have acidosis, you have inflammation. That's your body's immune response. Unfortunately, the immune response is either with steroids, cholesterol, calcium, or edema, or all four. And that's when you get in trouble, especially when the adrenals are down and steroids are no longer available at the level you need them. Then guess what's going to kick up? And that's your cholesterol. So your cholesterol starts going up. When your cholesterol starts going up, your body's starting to plaque it because it's only using it to fight acidosis, since the lymphatic system is a lipid-based system. So what does, if something becomes acidic, go back to when we were talking the other day about holding Coca-Cola in your mouth for about 5 years. How about holding Coca-Cola in your mouth for 1 hour? I don't think any of you could even do that and come out and not go, huh, oh God, I'm burning, I hurt myself. And that's 1 hour. You can carry acids in the thyroid, parathyroid, brain, ears, nose, anywhere in the body for years. So thank God there's lipids and the lipid response to this. The problem is the lipid response to this, you're going to have a buildup of something. When it's an electrolyte response, you're going to have a buildup of calcium, but a loss of that in some tissue somewhere. That's just the body's got to fight acidosis because the end result is just what you see in Hashimoto's, the atrophy of the thyroid gland. It's not the atrophy of everything. Acidosis, if you don't correct that and get rid of these acids, you're going to have the decay and atrophy of everything around. When you see that, the diagnosis is generally cancer when the cells are aggressively broken down. At any level between there is inflammation or the process of moving a cell to becoming atypical. And it's just the accumulation of waste in the human body. It's that simple. When you start going out and claiming diseases and all these things and autoimmune and we don't know, but you need to take these and these, this is just a huge, huge idiocy. This whole medical consciousness of diseases and the treatment with toxic and deadly pharmaceuticals, that whole thing has to end. Not surgeries and not emergency medicine, but this whole concept, allopathic, has to change. Because it's not on point, it's not accurate, it's not factual, it's not science, it's all these things. And that might be shocking to some of you. But think about it. What anything, can a medical doctor cure? I'll wait here forever, because the only way you're going to quote-unquote cure is if I can remove a tumor in a lady's breast and get her breast clean. Problem? Another one's going to grow back because you never fixed the problem. So even that is not a remedy. So it's important that this planet become one. There's too much narcissism. There's too much elitism. There's too much, I'm good, the rest of you are bad. I'm above all of you. All this kind of crap like that. You know, this planet is one of those planets that's dragging its heels in growth. So Hashimoto's is just a hypothyroid condition from acidosis, or you could use the word inflammation. That's what they define it as. But that's all acidosis. That's the lymph. And guess what? Your thyroid gets full of mucus from this, because your thyroid is just, everything is full of the mucosa. And the mucosa is how each tissue protects itself with mucus. And mucus comes from the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system is the sewer / immune system of the body. It's how the body cleans itself. Blood is not responsible for cleaning you. But when you cut yourself, that story changes. And yes, the blood is there to clean the wound. But you have lymph moving through the wound as well. Because they're neck and neck, blood and lymph. This is why the University of Virginia is saying, well, we didn't see the lymph system in the brain because it's following the arteries right along. And we didn't see it. 21st century. It's enough to say whether you see something or not. It doesn't matter. You know it exists because you know there's two processes that's essential to life on this planet. And I don't care who you are, where you are, or what you're talking about. And that is, everything is involved in consumption and elimination. End of story. And both must be done properly. Well, we can argue nutrition and all that side. And we do. But hard to argue the fact that man is a frugivore. Hard to argue that. When National Geographic is along that same line, hard to argue those kind of facts when a human body is a frugivore body. It's just hard to argue that in any way, because there's nothing to pull you into omnivorous, except that is what man's doing. Because man's doing something doesn't make it right, even if the masses do it. It's generally been said that if the masses are doing something, it's generally wrong. You know, but it's just creation and how God keeps itself occupied and training itself, expanding itself, blah, 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 blah. But it's just the name Hashimoto shouldn't scare you. These are all names of medical doctors, one way or another. It's just saying that you have a hypothyroidism. They blame it on inflammation, but you can blame it on a stagnant lymph system. And by the way, as these acids and this stagnant lymph build up, you see the cancer cells. I don't have a picture here for you, but it's going up on our website here real soon. The difference between a cancer cell, the picture of that. I had it, I showed it for you, I think, the other day, but it's being reworked for us right now. Make it pretty for you. But you see just that very thing, the buildup of proteins, the mucus response to that, the immune response to that, and that's what you see. You see exactly what's going on. There's no illusion in life here. There's no mystery. There's no esoteric, I'm getting rid of waste in the brain esoterically, as medical doctors think. It's like, excuse me. Waste just doesn't magically disappear. The magic is the fact that everything has life and awareness and consciousness and everything else, but you have laws in place. You have physical laws, emotional, astral laws, mental laws. There's all kinds of laws in place to keep the universes running appropriately. And when you break those, then the blowback is on you. But in actuality, the blowback is felt all through creation at one level or another. You know, the pebble in the lake syndrome. Fresh squeeze, navel orange juice, July 23rd, 2015. I can't believe I'm still getting navel oranges. So they wanted me to explain that. And when anybody says autoimmune, you just take it to the bank. They don't have a friggin' clue what your problem is. And what autoimmune does is take the responsibility away from the patient or client or member, And it takes it out of the medical doctor's hands too, because, oh, we don't know. Yeah, it's not us. It's you. It's autoimmune. It's something out there. Yeah, right. Everything has a cause and effect to it, and it's very explainable at any and all levels. That's truth. And just because a modality doesn't know or work with truth, it's time things change. Can't continue down this road of illusion where people are walking with fear, they're being terminated with treatments of cancers at a level unbelievable. We can't continue down that road. That's a dark, dark, dark black road. And it's just everybody's getting major karma out of it. All these medical doctors, all these oncologists, they're getting major karma out of these things. So these souls are going to spin a while. And it's just, okay. But it's all in the advent of growth and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? If you want to spin in places like this, go right ahead. There's too many more beautiful places to enjoy and spin elsewhere. But don't fear Hashimoto's or any of these things. What would you do when you wake up to Hashimoto? You would detox it, wouldn't you? Because you're talking about inflammation. Inflammation is acidosis, and acidosis is when you have a stagnant lymph system. So why would you have a stagnant lymph system? Kidneys and adrenal glands. That's simple. And genetically speaking, I doubt seriously if there's anyone on this planet that doesn't have an X amount of adrenal gland weakness. And the same thing with the kidneys down below. So this is why you're seeing so many lymphatic problems, and it's just different names for different tissues, whether it's thyroiditis or whether it's colitis or gastritis or enteritis or cystitis or bursitis, doesn't matter. It's all inflammation. What is inflammation? What initiates the inflammatory process of the human body? Because that's an immune response. Inflammation is an immune response by the human body. To what? What would your body be responding to? What's your body trying to correct? Acids. I don't care in what level they are, whether they're metals. I don't care what you're dealing with, whether they're neurotoxins, excitotoxins. It doesn't matter, whether it's just plain chemistry. It doesn't matter. Acids are acids, and that is not the dominant factor of this planet. Alkaline is. Base chemistry is. And so when anything becomes acidic, or even on the other side, you know, you have to understand that both sides of chemistry will burn you. You can't go too high or too low. That's why balance in the middle feels good. Each side, ow. But the acid side is much more notorious for being the corrosive side by far. All chemistry breaks down into acids, not alkalis. And so this is the will of nature. This is how we get the atoms, because all we're doing here is playing a huge game of those little, what do they call them? There's even a whole theme park based upon these little things you stick together. You know, the building blocks of life, so to speak. So I hope that helps you guys with autoimmune and Hashimoto's and things like that, because it all is a product of acidosis. Even if it's alkalosis, it's easy to swing back out of that one. But understanding the fact that, lymphatically speaking, we're dealing in extreme acidosis. You can have minor alkalosis here and there, but when you get into extreme acidosis, this is a beast of a whole nother color. Whether it's the thyroids, how about parathyroiditis? I mean, there's all tissues are prone to all of this. And why? Because they all have blood and lymph flowing through them. Remember, interstitially, the thyroid is just a bunch of cells with spaces all around them, and those spaces are filled with 20% blood and 80% lymph. Ooh. Interesting. So if that's all that's there, what's going on? Why the two different types of fluids? Because you have two different processes. And therefore, capillaries are different and accept different factors to come into them. This is all worked out by nature. When we have an intellectual modality that's way out in left field, things get screwed up. And so now nobody knows what to understand or what to believe in. Your best bet is to take the word diseases and flush them down the friggin' toilet and understand basic chemistry and the fact that your body's just a bunch of cells with a blood system that feeds them and a lymphatic system 6 to 10 times bigger that cleans and protects them. That's it. So how do you get in there and fix these things? Right, that'd be the question, right? How do you, when you wake up to Hashimoto's, inflammation of the thyroid gland, start decay, you could have nodules. Where do you get nodules from? Where do you get tumors from? Where do you get cysts from? Where do you get boils from? Not the blood, is it? Oh, we're back to the friggin' lymph system again. See where I'm going with this? Always, always, always. For some, this might be boring. And I would agree. And if it is, that means you get it. And then you need to go out, if you're bored, and start helping others. And that'll end that boredom. And then you'll really get it. Because the best way to know a subject is to begin to teach it. I've always said that to you teachers. If you want to know a subject, you go out and you start teaching it. And you will get yourself savvied up quicker than you can imagine. Because you have to articulate what you know in this huge mental world. You have to articulate it through a very small human brain and verbalize what you know. And that's not easy. That's why public speaking is always feared, probably the number one fear out there. But when you look at everyone as your friends and that you're just communicating with them from what you know, and you just relax with that, you'll be okay. It's just like you're sitting around with a room full of buddies. Hey, did you know your body has a sewer system to it? Yeah, this is where all this inflammation is coming from. It's coming from the acids from the cells. Cells are pooping, and the lymph system picks up these wastes. Just like a mother changes a diaper and cleans the bottom. Same thing. Except the mother in the human body is the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. All right. This is from Nick. Hello, my friend. What does it mean if my urine is alkaline and also my saliva is alkaline? Good question, Nick. First of all, the fact that your saliva is alkaline, yeah, you'll keep your teeth. That's good. The fact that your urine is alkaline is not good. That means that your kidneys have lost their ability to filter the lymph system. They could be swollen or, you know, any cofactors of that. Low neurotransmitters from the adrenals, blah, 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 blah. So that means that you're losing your electrolytes out of your foods, and those electrolytes are not ionizing or not alkalizing or not neutralizing acids. You don't have that ionization like you need because you're so stagnant. And if it is, it's a process to get to these miles of stagnant roadways of the lymph system and to hydrate this. And hydration, of course, is an electrolyte experience, but when you're talking about years of stagnant lymph and miles of this, and the lymph is so much bigger of a system than the blood system, then you've got a little while to hydrate. When you start hydrating properly and getting the kidneys up and running, that alkaline urine will move down into the acid side. And I've always thought it might be an interesting reason why God worked that out this way, is that in an alkaline mix, things can heal. And maybe it's a good idea that your urine is a little alkaline for a while there's a little healing going on, and then the kidneys start being able to filter, and then everything starts picking up and everything's corrected. But there is a process to get from Hellville to Wellville, and most people, 6 months to a year, you can about correct anything. And the more chronic levels, there's no question, like Hildy and others are working years in getting this back. But you understand the chronicness of this. And the impact of chronic acidosis is not something that's even halfway fun. That's holding Coca-Cola all around your cells, head to toe, for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You can imagine the pain these people are in. And all the things they're going through. And when you're in pain for an extended period of time, it starts warping you. So it's just, these poor souls, that's why it's worth every second you can to help others. Suffering isn't in the scheme of that. If you want to die, big deal. You just move from one drama to another. But suffering, I can't deal with that. I don't like to see anything suffer. It's not good. So, you want to keep pushing through that door, Nick, and get you some kidney formulas and adrenal formulas and start opening up this door for you, because that's telling you right there you're not filtering. I have been eating mostly raw ripe fruit, and the rest have been raw to warming up, not cooking vegetables, consistently for about 5 months now with no slip-ups. Pretty good. I think I would get some kidney formulas because, to be honest with you, this hasn't been enough, obviously, to change that scenario. So you might have to get a little more aggressive with kidney formulas and adrenal gland formulas. I think you're going to find those guys that are trying to do this all with a diet that pretty tough and extended periods of time. You really need to get some help. And the best help I've ever found on the planet is coming from the botanicals. My own personal experience. That's why I love them. And the best you can make and the highest quality has always been my gig. And I've always been proud of the things that I do. And so I would get in there and start working on that, my friend. I noticed this over the past 2 weeks and my urine smells sweet most of the time. Yeah, your electrolytes, exactly what you're doing. But again, that's showing you that you're not filtering at the level that you need to. So I would hit my adrenals, kidney formulas, and maybe even a lymphatic formula, start working that through. Because even the lymphatic formulas, you want to hit the kidneys so it'll help the lymph system within the kidneys. Even the kidneys have a lymphatic system. You know, everything is made of cells in the human body, and they all have two factors of life that is essential. Again, consumption and elimination. No difference than little babies and you and your cars and every factory and every machine. Everything out there has these two aspects that are essential. And if you don't look at these two aspects when you're thinking about health, then you're not seeing your picture right. And that's the problem. This is not well understood in life, and so you have tons of concepts and ideas in natural healing, and you have one really bad one in allopathy. I don't know what to say about it. Not trying to be mean to anybody, but you know, when you have a system that needs change, we all just need to acknowledge it and change it, and then go on with our lives. But man's got this mind out of control. I tested the urine saliva with pH paper, and the result was purple. Yeah. Too alkaline, you're losing your electrolytes. But it might be, again, I've thought this out, and I thought, because this is everybody tends to do the same thing, Nick. And it's just that I think that the importance of having an X amount of time with some alkaline urine will help. Even though the kidneys are set up to deal with a little slightly acidic urine, still, alkalinity is the healer. And so when you see that, I think there's an X amount of time kidneys need to have to heal under that alkaline sky. Because as soon as you start hydrating more, you start seeing the urine starting to slip down to the acid side. With proper bacterium in the body, with proper lymph node bacterium, you should have a decent 6 pH urine. Without bacteria, proper bacterium and your filtering, if that's possible, you could be very acidic. You could get down into the fives or so. And I know there's some people that think urine should be 5 or 5.5. I don't. I think 5 is too acidic for urine. But work on that, Nick. You're doing good, man. You all are doing good. I'm proud of all of you. You know, there's always hiccups. You're talking about coming to this planet, waking up to genetics, which means that your ancestor didn't take care of themselves either. And so now you're waking up to the weakness of cells programmed mentally through all these genetic weaknesses and passing through generations. So the mental bodies of the cells, the emotional bodies of these cells are all, you know, needs to be regenerated, needs to be uplifted. So this, it's kind of hard to explain, but when you understand consciousness and that everything has it, including cells, then you understand why it's important that foods have the same counterpart. So everything on this planet, including plants, has a mental side and an emotional side and the physical side. Hard to understand that until you look at some of these, they're like research things, experiments and stuff on plants, and like the secret life of plants. Remember I told you this professor was going to take bomb-sniffing dogs out of airports because they were only like 80% accurate, and her plants were 100% accurate at determining bomb chemicals and stuff. Amazing. Just frigging amazing. But to understand, anybody that works with plants understands that there is an emotional component to plants. The plants can communicate with you. There's all levels. So life is everywhere. Consciousness is in and of everything because it's all one. we all live in a huge, huge, you know, whatever, the infinite consciousness. There's no definition to that. So everything has awareness. But then at this level, everything also has a mind. You can't get down to this physical level without passing through these other levels first. Soul can't just be a soul and then take on a human body or a plant body. Oh, no. Lord, no. You have to go way. You have to be restricted considerably. Your freedoms and your awareness is considerably constricted to get into the mental worlds. And then even more so in the emotional and mental worlds as well, physical worlds. So this is why plants have energy and consciousness to them. So when you're consuming a plant, you're consuming energy, you're consuming consciousness, you're consuming the emotional side, you're consuming the all of the plant. So is your other bodies. Everything is affected. All your mental, when you eat a plant, your mind is affected. Your emotions are affected. When you eat a fruit, your mind is affected, your emotion, because you're consuming all that. When you see all that and get that, it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. So it's why all life has those aspects to them, because they hit our aspects to them as well. So when you go on raw, your emotions get stronger, your mind gets quieter and stronger. Everything is affected because you're consuming things that have everything with them. All the components of life come with a plant. That's why it's so cool stuff to understand how God made everything. Of course, everything emanates out of God. So everything is a little piece of that. So we're all one in that way. When you understand that and you have that experience, you'll be changed forever. And you will no longer dwell in these lower worlds and be lost in that. Hello, thank you for all the wisdom you share. Oh, thank you, my friend. I'm 23 years old. Wow, wow, wow. And have been a vegan for about 4 years. You guys amaze me. I'm so proud of all you guys. You guys are doing so well. These are all spiritual beings here. What is this? Sophia? Sophia, I tell you, good job, sweetheart. And vegetarian for 5 years before that. I mean, this is a higher soul. You know, when you're coming in life as a young person and you're being wanting to be a vegetarian, that's a higher awareness soul. I don't care what. You know, meat eating isn't where any of this is at. This is a level one has to drop just because of the vibrational frequencies of these. It isn't the fact that you're going to kill an animal. They have the same as a plant, and they have the same as anything else. We're all the same, and we all have the same minds, emotions. We have our own minds, but they all come out of the one universal mind. That's why your thoughts and my thoughts can be the same. Yeah, I can think the same thought you can think, and you're living in China or Russia or somewhere else. It's a universal mind, and all minds come out of that, but we can all tap the universal mind. How interesting. So, I mean, it's just, there's so much to life up and beyond this little puny existence here on this planet Earth. She had severe acne during my teens. Now, look at how many young people have acne. It's staggering, isn't it? So what does it tell you? How many young people have kidney and adrenal gland genetics? Every one of them. I can tell you, they'd be rare if you found some young teen or younger that did not have any kidney or adrenal weaknesses. I think I'd play the lotto that day all around the world because you're just not going to find that much. It's just you just don't find that purity anywhere. You might find it in some villages that are raw foodists or something like that. And some raw food parents that have worked that out of them and out of their children, you might find that somewhere in that way. As a result, was taking several different antibiotics, birth control pills, and eventually Roaccutane during my teens. All would temporarily treat my acne, then it would come back. And that's because all these things, my dear, are suppressants. You know, you can't. I don't know when they're going to learn that you can't suppress the actions of the physical body. You have to take a look at what hand-to-mouth is doing. You know, you have to understand the lymphatic system and understand the nature of foods and the types of foods that are not good for humans and the type of foods that are designed for humans. We don't play that game. Our whole understanding of health and foods is restricted to nature paths, and most nature paths don't even have a clue yet. sad stuff. So the raw food people, they struggle to stay up, and it's growing and growing and growing, but the natural hygienic community, you don't hear a lot of them anymore. And they were strong at one time. So when I said the other day, it's important that you protect this level of understanding, I really meant that. Because it's easy to create something and then the negative forces consume it eventually by using those that would augment it and those that would create this stint among people. You always have those people. You see them on our channel, always saying lies, bringing up crap, saying stuff that are not true. You see it on the Facebook sites and stuff. I hear stories. And it's like, what? So for those of you that can, keep these teachings as high as you can, always as simple and as straightforward and as pure as you can, because the negative forces is always chasing your heels. Because this means that that particular individual can find freedom, and the negative forces are not about that. They want you here. But that's the way it's set up. You have to understand. It's set up to keep you here. You have to find your doorway of freedom. And I'm giving it to you. Okay. All would temporary treat my acne. Yep. With this, I also had many weight fluctuations and disordered eating problems. Well, when you think about this, you know immediately that the adrenal glands are down. So what are we looking at? We're looking at sugar metabolism, aren't we? So that becomes off. So then your sugars, your carbohydrates aren't properly utilized. When that happens, of course, then fungus is coming in because sugars are going to go through the process of fermentation, natural process. And so the natural process is instigated by fungus. So naturally, you're going to have fungus developing in the body to naturally take care of this natural process of fermentation, as bacteria is the natural process of putrefaction. Natural processes. You know, but the process when food is decaying and going back to the atoms again. So we're a society, you know, some people like fermented foods. Dr. Jensen was bad at that. He liked all his foods way overripe. The problem with that is you're inviting all the fungus back in the body. And then he was farting all the time. His bowels are black all the time. I mean, I have his endoscopy and colonoscopy here before and after our program. Big difference. Big, huge difference. I've showed you guys in our classes. So big difference. There's stuff you can't put down the human body for a lifetime. Expect to be healthy out of that. He was a longevity person, but he didn't eat that way. So he ended up dying in 93. Sad stuff. But his buddy, who at least was famous for juicing and everything, died at 107. N.W. Walker. But Dr. Seti said, I didn't see N.W. for at least 10 years before he died. So he probably wasn't doing that good. So this can make you have eating disorders. And if you have worms or flukes or other little animals in you, that can also change your desire patterns. So there's a lot can change your desire patterns. Of course, the fluctuation of weight can probably be directly related to the adrenals. If you did have any thyroid problems, that also could be thrown in that mix there. I have come to realize that raw vegan diet is the way to go. There is nothing better than raw foods. You can't, there's no argument to that, because that's the state in which everything's supposed to be consumed, not processed or cooked. That's not in the scheme of things. And when you do, you lose your health. So now we have this super cooking concept because man is scared of his own shadow. The AMA has got everybody scared of bacterium. So now everybody's wearing masks and everything else, and you know, you're taking vaccines out crazy. I mean, this is such a bad system, it's not even funny. And I'm not being, you know, I mean, this is a bad system. And because of that, we have the whole world screwed up. And you have to understand the world of bacterium and fungus and all the microbes. And you have to also understand what you're doing that's inviting that scenario in. You're going to always have bacteria in your body. You should. But whether it's Helicobacter or Pylori or whatever, or E. coli, let me tell you, the terrain is everything. What you set up is what you invite in the body. Everybody doesn't have all those problems. But when you trash your body with trash foods, dead tissue that's already on its road to putrefaction, fermented foods and all this stuff, don't bitch when your body becomes full of parasites. I don't know, you know, where people come from with that. Most people's bodies are cesspools inside. They've quit filtering, their sewer system's backed up, their septic tanks, lymph nodes are swollen all over the place. I see people's eyes for 40-some years now. It's a mess out there, and we have to learn and how to fix this, or we're all going to suffer and die the allopathic way. That's ridiculous. I have been raw now for nearly 2 months. I have noticed improvements in my skin for only 2 months. You've noticed improvement. How about if you got on the herbs and a fruit, berry, and melon diet? Now, that might cause a little bit of an explosion because, wham, might be good you're slow going a little slow. But you're just going to go like our little 15-year-old. It's almost gone. And you just keep going and it will be gone because you're fixing the system. You're cleaning the system that's obstructed. It's that simple. You're creating your own cure by fixing and understanding the system you have down. You're fixing it yourself, which we all have to, really. All we are our guides, way showers. That's all we can be to anybody. We all must walk this path ourselves. But it's fun when you have a way shower that can cut off a lot of your journey. Let me tell you, if I could do that for you, and let me do that because it's you can have more fun quicker and wake up quicker. But would like to accelerate my progress and also the loss excess 15 kilos I am carrying. Listen, you go on a raw food diet and you're fine, but I would go on a fruit, berry, and melon diet for, you know, for 6 months or so. You know, occasional salad, green drink, stuff like that. But you want to dig in and detoxify with that. I'm going on adrenal formulas. I'm going to go on 2 kidney formulas. I'm going to go on a lymphatic formula, at least 1 lymphatic formula at first, but I like 2 lymphatic formulas. I'm going to clean up my bowels. You see where I'm going with all this? And I'm going to clean up my body. That's going to accelerate you getting this out of you. And it's going to fix why you have it. I mean, you can't beat that. That's all of it in a nutshell. I would like to know what you would recommend as the ideal diet, as there are many fruit and vegetables completely exclude. Nah, really, you know, go on a grape fast. Do what a lot of people are doing. Do the grape fasting. It's not really fasting. Really fasting is really water or dry. You're just going on a grape diet. I'm just going on a grape diet. When you tell somebody I'm going on a grape fast, people just don't understand that. When you say I'm going on a grape diet for about 10 days, people have notoriously throughout time done things like that. Always. My grandmother automatically went on a carrot juice fast. She wasn't feeling good in her liver. She just went on carrots, just ate carrots. That's what her intuitiveness told her. So she just ate carrots and went away. She said she turned a little orange. And she didn't know anything about carrots or anything like that. The thing is that carrots and all this, that's not detoxifying material, guys. All this vegetable matter is not detoxifying material. Fruits, berries, and melons are. And the reason is the energetics and the chemistry of them. As you get down more in your thicker foods and stuff, you're going to have less detox, more digestion issues, and more things like that. Fruits digest easy. That's why people feel a little hungry afterwards. But when you get past that, you feel good feeling light and stuff. You don't feel good feeling heavy and bloated. You start to realize the difference. And it's a big difference. Makes you feel really good. So that's what I would do. Also, would you recommend I just fast to completely heal? Well, I still eat some avocado daily and do eat nuts every other day or so. Yeah, get rid of the nuts while you're detoxifying. Avocados minor while you're detoxifying. But there's nothing wrong with the foods. It's just that you want to clean yourself. And then when you're done with that, you're good. You are good and ready to go. All right, let me see. This is Alex. I recently looked into cancer SAS, but when I stumbled upon the medically correct site that mentioned it being quite harmful, www.quackwatch. You know what's funny? I can't tell you, there was a concerted effort by the AMA to put out information to make people think. And they did it even in cartoons, and they sent these cartoons to grade schools and stuff. And I had one of them. Who the hell knows? I have so much paperwork. But it shows a person in a hospital bed, a medical doctor, and say something about a quack. And it's like, if there ever was quacks, it's the medical community itself. I mean, you got to wake up to this, because the killing field is unbelievable. I was listening to a new pharmaceutical on the news last night, or on the TV, that, let's say in a 60-second commercial, which I'm sure it was longer, this commercial had to be a three-minuter, three-fourths of it was telling you the side effects of this drug. And it just kept going and going and going on the side effects of this drug. And fatal events were definitely a part of it. And I just, sitting there listening to this, it's like sitting there listening to that 17-year-old that was literally snatched from the mother, put in a foster home, tied down in a hospital, drugged, and then juiced with chemo. Those docs all need to be arrested and jailed. I'm just telling you, this is going, we need to get people that'll do that. That'll send a little message to the quacks out there what not to do. When you talk about quack watch, you need to look at who's writing the quack watch. And when the AMA has a quack watch, they need to have the fingers pointed back at them. That's the problem with quack watch. They're quacks. The people that put on the quack watch are quacks. And it's just ridiculous. Let me tell you something. And a good example is a tumor on the side of the nose. You can pull that out with black salve. You might end up with a little hole or a little, mostly just a little scar. You have the AMA take that off, you lost your friggin' nose and half your face. So when you say black salve's quack salve, you got to understand what the alternative is. And it isn't great. These guys butcher people badly. You see on the news last night that surgeon? Wow. He's in deep trouble. I think they've got him arrested now, thank God, but he's going up for a long time. He hurt a lot of people. I mean, it's just, oh my God. So you got to see through this kind of stuff, each and every one of you. Because he's seeing a lot of this crap out there, and it makes me sick. You know, but black salve, you want to use black salve whenever you can, if you don't do it right. You always have to fix your kidney problems. Always, you have to fix why you have tumors, why you have inflammation. You have to fix this. But if you're in trouble and your life is in your hands, a little poke root and blood root pulling a tumor out of you, that's quackery. What's quackery are the quacks that write this stuff. These are the people that need to have this shoved up their butt with some black salve and then have fun for a while. These people just get me. I've been 40-some years in this. I hear this crap all the time. It just sends me right out of there. Love you, Alex, for it. But you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of trouble we have. And we all have to stand up against that kind of quackery crap. That's just their idea. That's a typical World Bank. That's just what you see that with Obama and everybody else. They're all pointing that way. None of them's going this way. They're going that way. And that's how they do. They tear down their opponent.
And herbs are your first medicine.
That's it. Herbs are your first medicines. That's it. Okay. Would you like to shed light on this? Yes, I would, Alex. Thank you very much. Is she here yet?
Can I get your truck before, too?
You know what? Yeah, we're going to have to.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But I got the attorney coming.
I'll be here.
All right. Don't use corrosive cancer salves. Oh, and an MD wrote it. Oh, I love that one. Advocacy by Andrew Wild. That's interesting. Who promotes himself as your trusted health advisor, has been a strong proponent of blood root paste. His 1995 book, Spontaneous Healing, states that after reading a letter from a user, he was able to find a number of references about his particular ability to dissolve abnormal growths on the skin without harmful normal tissue. Well, hello. I've been using the black salve for probably 30 years, guys. And so has everybody else. The FDA warned that this type of disclaimer would not protect against prosecution because other parts of the site, including MetaTags, had made it clear that the products were intended to treat cancer. The company responded, removing the illegal claims, but continued to sell back to sell. You know what? Here's this lady with the nose. Here's this lady, it shows the nose here, that has the nose, and a few days after the salve was applied, most of her nose was destroyed. What they just don't get, and what this medical doctor isn't telling you, is that if a surgeon grabbed this lady's nose, it's all gone. Black salve only pulls cancer cells out. That's all black salve, tumors and cancer cells. That's all black salve does. It's a drawing salve. You can pull it right through your bones. You can pull it right through your skin. It heals right up. I've done this hundreds of times. And it saved a lot of lives doing it. So, you know, these people have no clue. They're lost in their little boxes. But you got to realize that you have to fix your problem, your lymphatic problem, even if you use black salve, because you're just going to grow another tumor. Because this is a lymph system that's down. What they don't tell you in things like this is what would happen if the allopathic community got a hold of that lady's nose. They don't tell you anything like that. And I don't know what she did. Did she put the whole black salve over her nose, which will burn the whole nose? Or did she put it right where her cancer cell was? Did she misuse the black salve? So you have all that. And you have these medical doctors who are pompous and arrogant and think they're above everybody else. They are looking at the ass end of the donkey. Well, look at what that salve did. Look what that surgeon did. Thanks, Alex. But, you know, that stuff's just redundant stuff. Same kind of crap. Matter of fact, so we can address this the right way. Anybody that's into natural healing realizes herbs are the key, and that there are all kinds, and there are some very powerful herbs, and when you can pull a tumor right out of your body, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Not bad God. Thank you, God. If people choose to misuse things, okay, they choose to do that. I have some pictures I don't think I can show you, but of this lady's breast, and she put black salve all over her breast. Well, it burned her whole, because it burns. It burnt her whole breast. Didn't destroy it. Black salve doesn't destroy tissue, but it burnt the tissue. But then she pulled her tumor out, and she realized that she should have just put it over the tumor. No one told her. So you can misuse things. But if anybody was ever a quack, it's a medical doctor that wrote that. These people have no clue. They have no clue to the seriousness of the human condition right now. They live in their fantasy world of money and big cars and big houses. Sorry. And it's just, it's revolting, it's sickening. I've had medical doctors sit there and tell me, that they just sit around sometimes, particularly in hospitals, they sit around and think about what they're going to invest their money in. I mean, we sit around here and we're looking at research and we're looking at better ways to affect and to describe to you what's going on. We don't sit around and think about money. We sit around and think about how we can help you. Who do I have here? I might have to put this on hold, because I have an attorney coming. And this is a good attorney. She's a civil rights attorney. And she's our company attorney, but she's a YouTuber too. She's an incredible woman. And she loves to help people just like everybody else. So when you can find a honest, spiritual, civil rights attorney, federal attorney, you've just found a gold mine. Because they're very, very few and far in between. It's just sad that has to exist. The same thing's happening in law, that's happening in the medical, that's happening everywhere else. The corruption is steep. It's just nasty. Even the bar, I mean, it's just horrible. Many people know the bar's already down. These guys are bad. I mean, I can't even tell you the stories and the cases. And you, when you review these cases, you start to get sick to your stomach. I mean, it's just sickening what's going on every level here. I'm going to have to run and take care of my business here, but I thought maybe I would get a few in here real quick. Hi, my wife and I are praying our baby is going to be okay. The fetus has been diagnosed with a cystic hygroma. I've read this can be caused by a delayed or problematic lymphatic system in boys. Well, let's go back to the reality of that, kidney and adrenals. And this is what is happening to these babies. Now, this is this thing that scares me. And the same thing. So this is Max and Maddie. It scares me too, guys, because this is where we're going with our new babies, because we ourselves, all these genetic weaknesses are coming to the toll. And it's just, you see where man is right now, so backed up now, people are popping tumors all over the place. Just think about the children. This is why there's so many cystic acne and all levels of skin problems in the young. And all the cancers in the young, and all the neurologicals in the young, and all the digestive problems in the young. It's sick. So now you have another sick modality like the allopathic that's wrapping stomachs around esophaguses for digestive problems and bizarre crap to your babies. And they're taking your 17-year-old children and ripping them from you, pulling them in a foster home, and then tying them down in hospitals, sedating them, and giving them Jesus juice, acid juice. And we call that civilized. I have a hard time sometimes, no offense to anybody out there, but I have a hard time stomaching this level. I would suggest this. Now, I how far along are you? The fetus has been delivered. I've read this through. I could also be a sign of a chromosome problem. Yeah, but you can reverse all of that, but we are praying it's a boy and his lymphatic system has been delayed and the fluid buildup around his body will drain it when the lymphatic system starts working or is delayed. Well, his lymphatic system right now is tied to the mommy's in. So the mommy's in's lymphatic system isn't working well. So you want to get the mother's lymphatic system moving and the baby's lymphatic system. You got to get the mother's lymphatic system moving now. So kidneys, adrenals, this won't hurt the baby. This will make the baby stronger. So you would do two kidney formulas and adrenal formula at the very least. It depends how far along you are. If you're more down the road a little bit, I would definitely add a little lymphatic one tincture, maybe just a fourth of a drop or full to inspire some lymphatic movement. But I would hit the kidneys and adrenal glands for sure. And mom, 100% raw. 100% raw, mom. Because you have to get your lymph system moving because it's backing up in your baby. And so you gotta fix this, and the baby's gotta fix its, and it's all what you see that's going on in life. Now it's getting more pronounced in the babies. My question is to you, is my wife eats as though to cleanse or nourish her own lymphatic? That's exactly the same thought. Now you guys are getting on our wavelengths here. That is exactly what I'm thinking. That's the only thing you can think. It's the only thing you can do is go through the mother, because the baby's hooked right to the mother, blood and lymphatic system. So that's the mother's got problems too. Again, this is what's happening, and we got to fix all this. I know it's a long shot. Nobody really knows that much about the fetus, but I think you're right on 100%. Nothing they can do about this, but you can. And so, yes, you're right on. I want to nourish and help our babies. Oh, you've got my love on you there, Max and Mandy. Absolutely, guys. This is the kind of stuff we need to fix and help people to do. And these poor babies, get them fixed up so they don't come out and go through hellville, through the allopathic community, tied down, juiced. Ooh! I love you guys. When you're not happy, go to Santa Claus. I love you guys. You did good, beautiful questions. Take care of yourselves, okay? Because no one else is. So you must take care of yourself. Learn the facts. Learn truth, not the bull crap that's out there. So much of that. So you guys, we'll see you soon. Take care of yourselves. Be in the now today. Be in the now. Just enjoy the now. Enjoy yourself. You know, pull back from all your stresses and everything else. Nothing really matters anyway. You're just on a journey. Tomorrow things will be different. The next day they'll be different still. All right? Here's to you all.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy what you're hearing, be sure to visit his website, Dr. Morris's herbalhealthclub.com, for more information. And if you have a question for Dr. Morris to respond on an upcoming Q&A on YouTube, please send email to questions@dmhhc.com. On the next episode from Q&A 135 on YouTube, Dr. Morris will discuss an ill family member, seizures, Alzheimer's, and dyslexia. So, until then, stay happy and come back soon.